I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. One of my favorite things you did for the LA Times Food Bowl this year was put together a list of great food-centric films. And I thought the list was really interesting because it was very different from a lot of lists that we've seen for a long time.
I didn't have any cannibalism movies, which takes out way more than you would think. I think there's more cannibal movies than there are actual food movies. And I tried not to have ones that everybody puts on their list, although some of them obviously are.
No, this is great because it gives you more fodder to watch that you've maybe never watched before. One of the ones that you start off with in your list is Wes Anderson's Grand Budapest Hotel.
It's a good movie for so many reasons, but I think the star of the movie in my eyes, and I'm sure yours too, are the pastries called Courgettes au Chocolat that come in these lovely pink boxes.
Yeah, I mean, those boxes at some point take over the movie, and I feel like whoever the set designer was or the prop designer who designed those boxes should get some sort of royalty, because after that movie came out, all the pastry boxes started looking different.
You're right, they did. I never thought of that.
Okay, so let's go from the Grand Budapest Hotel to Udon, which I've never seen. So tell me about this movie.
Udon's a movie I first saw on an airplane a million years ago on the way back from Australia or something. And it is a movie about obsession with noodles. I mean, the protagonist is kind of compiling a guide to the best noodles in the region. And every scene seems to be set in a different udon shop. And it's just great.
One thing I do have to say is that watching food movies really is you need to prepare in advance, because otherwise you end up in this ravenous food earworm thing that never gets satisfied unless you satisfy it.
Luckily, Mirigami Manzo is one of the better udon restaurants in the LA area.
Let's go back historically for a couple. So you have The Bakery Girl of Monceau, which is one of Eric Rohmer's weirdest movies.
It's so completely odd. And they could actually update it and have it be like a parable of modern dating, because the guy is such a jerk.
So it's really short. It's just 22 minutes.
Right.
And it's about a love story not, and really bad pastry, right?
Yeah, no, the pastries are very bad. The cookies are very bad. But he keeps going there anyway because he wants to win the heart of this woman who he doesn't really love but thinks might replace the woman that he bumped into once while walking down the street that he thought he was really in love with.
The French.
What would they do with Bumble?
Okay, now the next one I love because it's like a screwball comedy, and I think it doesn't get as much love as it should, and that's Christmas in Connecticut.
Christmas in Connecticut is one of my favorite movies of all time. It stars Barbara Stanwyck as a woman who writes a column about her lovely country life with her family cooking in Connecticut. But of course, she lives in like a walk-up apartment in Yorkville or something and can't boil an egg. So she somehow has to go and try to pull it off when her publisher decides that he wants a real homey meal of the kind that he's been publishing in his magazine for so many years.
That is Jonathan Gold recommending some of his favorite movies about food. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.